Well, tomorrow night, holy moly, can you believe it? It's dirt cheap at only $150 a ticket. Actually, that's not true because they lowered the prices. Yeah, Van Morrison in town tomorrow night at MTS Center. And yeah, they actually lowered the prices a bit. If you were waffling, if you didn't know if you wanted to go, if the whole $150 plus was just, you know, too scary to be believed. And I can believe that because I was there, let me tell you. They lowered. I think it's like 120 now. Of course, you don't have seats as awesome as me. But, you know, what do you want to look at? You don't want to look at this old Irish dude anyways, do you? No, you just want to listen to him. He doesn't do nothing. He stands with his back to you for the most of the show anyways, so I don't know what it matters. But, yeah, Van Morrison in town tomorrow night. Very first time. Although somebody told me, rumor has it that them, Van's first band, actually played here in like 1967 or 68. I don't know. I was five at the time. I didn't go. It was probably one of these amazing package tours. It was probably like them and the Rolling Stones and the Who or something. I don't know for sure. I wasn't there, like I said. But apparently he was here with them once upon a time. Who knew? I think we'll even hear those thems in this next set of music. But we're going to start off with something that, we won't be hearing any them songs, and we won't be hearing this song either tomorrow night. But we will hear one song in this next set of music tomorrow. I can almost guarantee it. I have checked out some reviews and some set lists and stuff. And his latest record is this country thing. And he's not doing a lot from it, but he does a couple things. And we're going to hear something that I believe he'll be doing tomorrow night. I'm not sure if she's still in the band or not, but I know Cindy Cashdollar, who was at the Folk Festival last year, has been playing with them of late. I'm not sure if she's in the band that's here tomorrow or not on pedal steel guitar. But we'll have to keep an eye out for her anyhow. But yeah, here's something. Here's something. This is from my favorite Van Morrison album. And it's not from Astral Weeks, and it's not from Moondance. I mean, those are great records and all, but you know what? I've heard them 8 billion times. I don't ever need to hear them again. Those are the kind of classic albums that I'm just sick of. I'm sick of them. This one here, however, it's so big and sprawling that, you know, you can still revisit it time and time again. There's always something neat in there. It's called Hymns to the Silence. Came out in, I don't know, early 90s. I think this was Van's last truly awesome record. And awesome it is. And we're going to hear something. We're going to start off in a contemplative mode here. This is Van Morrison. This is a little number called On Hindford Street.
Take me back. Take me way, way, way back. On Hindford Street, where you could feel the silence at 11:30 on long summer nights, as the wireless played Radio Luxembourg and the voices whispered across Beachy River. In the quietness as we sank into restful slumber in the silence, carried on dreaming in God. It walks up Cherry Valley from North Road Bridge Railway Line on sunny summer afternoons, picking apples from the side of the tracks that spilled over from the gardens of the houses on Cypress Avenue. Watching the moth catcher work the floodlights in the evenings and meeting down by the pylons. Playing round Mrs. Kelly's lamp, going out to Hollywood on the bus and walking from the end of the lines to the seaside. Stopping at Fusco's for ice cream in the days before rock and roll. Hanford Street, a bed of parade, orange field, St. Donard's Church, Sunday six bells. And in between the silence, there was conversation and laughter and music and singing and shivers up the back of the neck. And tuning into Luxembourg late at night and jazz and blues records during the day. Also Debussy on the third program early mornings when contemplation was best. Going up the Castlereagh Hills and the Craigie Glens in summer and coming back to Hindford Street, feeling wondrous and lit up inside with a sense of everlasting life. And reading Mr. Jelly Roll and Big Bill Brinsey and Really the Blues by Ms. Mesro and Dharma Bums by Jack Kerouac over and over again. And voices echoing late at night over Peachy River. And it's always being nigh. And it's always being nigh. It's always nigh. Can you feel the silence? Street, where you could feel the silence at 11:30 on long summer nights as the wireless played Radio Luxembourg and the voices whispered across Peachy River. And in the quietness, we sank into a restful slumber in silence and carried on dreaming in God.
Graveyard. The morning fog.
A man they call Van. Yes, Van Morrison from his latest record, Pay the Devil, and a little number called Playhouse. And that's his country covers album Although that song there is actually an original, brand new composition. So don't say nothing bad about him doing all covers, because that's one of the best songs on there. Brand new from Van. And let's hope he does that one. I think he might tomorrow night at the MTS Center. Before that was, well, we were going back a ways with them. We heard Mystic Eyes, and at the top of that set, something from Hymns to the Silence. A wonderful little thing called On Hindford Street. Van telling about the early days, even pre-them, growing up and hearing what he heard and inspiring him to do what he did and all like that. So, quite a monumental thing, really, tomorrow night. If you're not going, shame on you. Shame on you. I bet some of you aren't going, and you're going to see Eric Clapton. What a joke. What a freaking joke. I don't get Eric Clapton at all. I mean, yeah, okay, Layla is a great song that you never need to hear again, ever, as long as you live. Besides that one, did he ever write another good one? I don't think he did. He's like the least interesting of the three Yardbird dudes. I don't know. Eric Clapton, I don't get it. Nice enough guy, you know, but I don't get it. Anyways, you know what I get? You know what I got? And I didn't quite get it for a while, but I sure got it when I seen him, was Josh Ritter at the West End Cultural Center a couple weeks back. Were you there? Did you go? I hope so, because it was an amazing show. Wow, what a guy. What a swell fella. Speaking of swell fellas, Josh Ritter is one of the swellest fellas you'll ever see or meet. He hugged everybody after the show. If you stuck around to say hi, and you just wanted to say, you know, oh, hi, great show, and then you wanted to run away, well, no, you were out of luck, because he ran after you, grabbed you, and gave you a big hug. It was, I don't know, he was kind of a weird fella in that respect, but in a nice way, yeah. We're going to hear something that he did that night at the West End Cultural Center. It's a number, not from his most recent album, The Animal Years, but something from the album before that, a little thing called Harrisburg. And we're going to hear, actually, a live version of the song that was recorded only a night or two before the Winnipeg show. It was actually recorded in Toronto. And he sticks the same little song in the middle of it that he did here in Winnipeg, which was a big thrill. So if you were there, you know what it was, and you're all excited. And if you don't know what it was, well, stay tuned, because you'll get excited momentarily. Yes, you will. But we're actually going to start it off with a funny little thing that he did a few years back with somebody named Blaze Hazard. This is off a record called Sweetheart Love Songs that was released at Starbucks, of all places, only released at Starbucks. And it's a collection of a bunch of folks doing their favorite love songs, all cover tunes. And on here, Josh Ritter and Blake Hazard, they do something that was inspired by the Steve Martin and Bernadette Peters duet in the movie The Jerk. Remember that one? Yeah, you're thinking, what the heck kind of goofy song was in there? But it is a little goofy, but it's sweet as all heck, too. And you'll agree with me when I play it for you now.
Hi, this is Josh Ritter, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
I know you belong to somebody new, but tonight you belong to me. Although we're apart, you're part of my heart, and tonight you belong. Way down by the stream, how sweet it would seem, once more just to dream in the moonlight. My honey, I know with the dawn that you will be gone, but tonight you belong. Thank you.
down the 5th of July in a lady of immaculate dawn. And he could have got married in the revival man's tent, but there ain't no reviving what's gone. Well, he slipped like a shadow from the family he made in a little white house by the woods, and dropped the kids at the mission with a rose for the virgin. Oh, I knew he was gone for good. It's a long way to heaven, it's closer to Harrisburg. That's still a long way from the place where we are, and if evil exists, it's a pair of train tracks, and the devil is a railroad car. Well, he could have stayed somewhere. Train tracks kept going, and it seems like they always left soon. And the wolves that he ran with moaned low and painful, sang their sad lullabies at the moon. At the moon, it's a long way to heaven, it's closer to Harrisburg. That's still a long way from the place where we are. And if evil exists, it's a pair of train tracks, and the devil is a railroad car. Mr. State Trooper, Mr. State Trooper, Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me, please don't stop me, please don't stop me. Maybe you got a kid, a pretty little wife. Only thing that I've got been bothering me my whole life. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Well, the rose at the altar, it withered and wilted. Romero sank into a dream, and he didn't make heaven, didn't make Harrisburg. He got lost in a hole in between. Some say that man is the root of all evil, and others say God's a drunkard for pain. Yeah, me, I believe that the Garden of Eden was burned to make way for a train. For a train, it's a long way to heaven, closer to Harrisburg. That's still a long way from the place where we are. And if evil exists, it's a pair of train tracks, and the devil is a railroad car.
Riding on a wet night, need a refinery. was coming, where the great black ribs flow. License registration, but I ain't got none. But I got a clear conscience about the things that I've done. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Maybe, maybe you got a kid. Maybe you got a pretty wife. All the things that I got has been bothering me my whole life. Mr. State Trooper, please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Please don't stop me. Go, go.
The screen door slammed, Mary's dress swayed. Like a vision, she dances across the porch as the radio plays. Roy Orbison singing for the lonely. Girl, that's me and I want you only. Don't send me home again, I just can't face myself alone. Don't you run back inside, darling, you know just what I'm here for. So you're scared and you're thinking that maybe we ain't that young anymore. Show a little faith, there's magic in the night. You ain't a beauty, but hey, you're all right. Oh, well, that's all right with me. You can hide neath your covers and study your pain. Make crosses for your lovers, throw roses in the rain. Waste your summer praying in vain for a savior to rise on these streets. Well, I'm no hero, that's understood. All the redemption I can offer is beneath this dirty hurt. With
the chance to make it good somehow. So what else can we do now? Except roll down the window, let the wind blow back your hair. Well, the night's busting open and these two lanes can take us anywhere. We got one last chance to make it real. We could trade in these wings on some wheels. So climbing back, girl, heaven's waiting down on the tracks. Oh, come take my hand. We're riding out tonight to case the promised land. Oh, 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 thunder road, oh, thunder road, thunder road. Flying out there like a killer in the sun. I know it's late, we could make it if we run. Oh, 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 Thunder Road, sit tight, take hold, Thunder Road. Well, I've got this guitar and I learned how to make her talk. And my car's out back, if you're willing to take that long, long walk. From your front porch to my front seat, the door is open but the ride it ain't free. Now I know you're lonely and there's words I ain't spoken, but tonight we'll be free and the promises will be broken. There were ghosts in the eyes of all the boys you sent away. They haunt these dusty beach roads in the skeleton frames of burned out Chevrolet. And they scream your name at night in the street. Your graduation gown lies in rags at their feet. And in the lonely cool before dawn, you hear their engines roaring on. But when you get to your front porch, they're gone on the wind. It's a merry climbing. This is a town full of losers, and we're pulling out of here to win.
Tonight at the West End Cultural Center, starting, well, in about 10 minutes or so, that fella there will be performing. Martin Joseph. Heard his cover of Bruce Springsteen's Thunder Road from his covers album called Run to Cover. The very first time I saw Martin Joseph at the West End, oh, it's going back a while now, like about four times ago. I lost count of how many Springsteen covers he did that night. Some of them he didn't even introduce because I guess he felt embarrassed to say, here's another one by Bruce. But he did like five of them or something crazy that night. That was one of them. But yeah, that doesn't even give you a proper picture of Martin Joseph. He's a wonderful fella. You should go see him tonight. Yeah, you got 10 minutes before the first set starts, but don't worry, he's going to do two of them. So even if you get there late, it's worth checking out. He's the most earnest fella you'll ever see. If Ernest is good, yeah, then he's good. And he is. Before that, what was that? That was Gillian Welch and Ani DeFranco doing Bruce Springsteen's State Trooper, recorded live in Grand Forks, North Dakota. Yeah, it's true. Yes, they played here. That tour played here. Greg Brown was on the bill, too. But that was recorded in Grand Forks, March 11th, 2000. The Chester Fritz Auditorium. Yep, it's true. And before that, we heard a little snippet of State Trooper in the middle of Josh Ritter's Harrisburg. That was recorded in Toronto just a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And Josh Ritter and Blake Hazard at the top of that set with Tonight, You Belong to Me. Yes, indeed, it's true. Well, thanks for belonging to me here. Another Wednesday evening. Thanks again to everybody who called in a couple weeks back on our big fun drive show. You guys are great. We gave away a pair of tickets that night to Blackie and Rodeo Kings. They're playing Monday at the West End. I think, who won? Ray and Nancy won. I hope Ray and Nancy know. I haven't called them yet. But you guys won Blackie and Rodeo Kings tickets. Did you know? Have you come down to pay? I hope so. Hope you got your tickets. Because they're a ton of fun to see. They sound sort of like this.
give up when I want to. Shut up, I'm not listening to you. Say anything, cause it don't mean nothing. I've had enough of you today. I've had enough of you today. Turned on. I'm in the game to break some eggs. I'm not a loser, I'm a time bomb. A superstar that always gets his way. I'm getting off before I get found out. I'm getting old before my time. It's too late. So shut up, I grew up when I want to. Enough of you today.